Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting upgrades to Google's Jewels. It's officially out of beta, and former beta users get 3 free months of Google Pro. How cool is that?
Wow, that's a great perk. So what kind of upgrades are we talking about? Fill us in.
Well, one of the biggest is the ability to open pull requests directly within Jewels. No more manual merging, just one click and it's done.
That streamlines things considerably. Anything else?
Oh, there's more. Environment snapshots are now a thing, meaning faster task completion. No more redundant setup commands, it just boots up a pre-configured VM.
So it's basically ready to go from the get-go. I see. Interesting. Efficiency is key.
Absolutely. And with Jewels out of beta, free users get 15 tasks per day with 3 concurrent tasks. While pro users get a whopping 115. Ultra users get even more, although the exact numbers aren't specified.
Those are some significant numbers. Sounds like they're really investing in this platform.
They are. There's also a markdown file option for steering agent behavior, which offers a nice level of customization. And get this, you can now preview your work directly in Jewels. No more local cloning and testing required.
Wait, so they have a preview function built in now? That's a game changer. How does it work?
It uses Playwright, and while you can't interact with the website, it gives you a screenshot of the rendered output and even does some front-end testing.
Impressive. And what about code quality? Any improvements there?
Definitely. They introduce the Critic Agent, an AI-powered code reviewer. It analyzes your code, flags potential issues, and suggests improvements for speed, security, and overall quality.
So, it's like having a constant code review partner. That's smart.
Precisely. And it's not just a linter. It actually understands the context of the code. They've used reinforcement learning and a multi-step tool interactive critiquing approach to make it truly intelligent.
Reinforcement learning? That's really interesting. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's based on an actor-critic model. The actor generates code, and the critic evaluates it, just like a human code review process. The critic learns from this interaction, providing increasingly refined feedback over time.
So, it's constantly improving? That's brilliant.
Right, and there's more. They've added interactive planning. Now you can chat with Jewels to create a structured plan before even starting a task.
So you can really tailor the workflow to your specific needs. Got it.
Exactly. And lastly, Jewels can now surf the web for the latest documentation, examples, and code snippets to inform its implementation.
Wow. So if my project uses cutting-edge libraries, it can find information, even if it's not already in Jewels' knowledge base? Isn't that a potential security risk?
That's a valid concern. While it offers tremendous benefits for staying up to date, the potential for incorporating malicious code from untrusted sources does exist. Hopefully Google has safeguards in place. It'll be interesting to see how this feature evolves.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. So overall, it sounds like a massive leap forward for Jewels.
It absolutely is. These updates transform it into a truly powerful tool for developers. And by the way, the presenter also plugged Ninja Chat, an AI platform that gives you access to various AI models for a monthly fee.
Interesting. So, if you need access to a variety of models, that might be worth checking out.
It sounds like it. Anyway, that wraps up our discussion on the new Google Jewels features. It's definitely worth exploring. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.